Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. Welcome to Exploring the Prophetic. I'm Sean Bowles, and today we're diving into something both spiritual and practical, which is, what does it look like to hear from God about investing? And can he lead us in cryptocurrency or stocks or real estate, kingdom opportunities? And most of us know he can, but is it normal? And does he do it for everybody? Or what is our opportunity here? And so we're living in times where markets are obviously unstable and housing feels a little demonized because of the interest rates. And people are either afraid to invest or gambling, you know, based on hype. But throughout scripture and history, God's always positioned his people during times of shaking to steward resources and build wealth and to fund kingdom purposes and projects, and even in our own life to build legacy. And this episode is for you who are mature believers who don't want to bury your talents, but you want to multiply them through divine wisdom. So I'm excited about this episode. We're going to have a good time. But before we get there, make sure to subscribe. If you're new here, subscribe to our YouTube or our podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you're growing through this podcast, consider giving a donation at donate.bowlesministries.com, because we're building tools and resources to equip people to step into their full calling. Really, that includes, we need finances to do that, and people need finances in their lives to step into the fullness. And we're helping empower people to believe for just that. So I want to talk about God giving the ability to create wealth as we start here. And you know, one of the clearest scriptures about this is actually just that. Deuteronomy 8:18, it says, "But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant." And this doesn't say God gives you wealth directly. It says he gives you the ability to create it. And that includes innovation and timing and favor and strategy and opportunity, but also prophetic insight. And that means that even in seasons of high inflation or market volatility, God may give you supernatural wisdom to know where to plant, what to invest in, and when to move. And I think of like even some of the stories Jesus told, obviously, like the talents, you know, the parable of the 10 talents where people went and invested it. And he blessed the one who invested the most, and who, it wasn't just because he had the biggest return, but it was because he had so much faith. And I think of some of our friends that, you know, I have a friend who's we've interviewed on Exploring the Marketplace, who's a financial investor, and he prays for strategies and wisdom and discernment on how to invest. And I mean, he has a, you know, I think a $4 billion portfolio of what they're investing through their clients. And they've been able to bring such a great return that's higher than the average, you know, money market investor, because they hear God, because they're using prophetic discernment, because they're using wisdom for now over 20 years. And I think that those are the kinds of things you want to hear. You want to know that that's possible. I know that I want to know that's possible. I have another friend who's been in the cryptocurrency world having fun and more than fun, really believing that that's one of the many solutions God has for economic instability that's happening right now. And so he started investing back when Bitcoin for him was only, I think, $1,700 for Bitcoin. And he started out with just investing. And they weren't a very wealthy family. They didn't have a lot of other investments they had. They just had their house and their normal careers. And they invested, and they ended up buying 50 Bitcoins. And then they broke off from that and sold them when he got to 50,000, and used that to create an investment portfolio. So God does speak to everyday normal people like you and I on investing at the right time. And it's not about getting rich quick. It's about building wealth, building finances and resources for purpose. And so this isn't like a prosperity gospel message. This is if we have wisdom, if we have discernment, and if we're learning how to steward our resources and finances, we can learn about not only how investment works, but we can learn how to partner with God's strategy over investment principles right now. And I think there's a lot of examples of prophetic investors in the scripture. Like we have, of course, Joseph. You know, timing is everything with Joseph 41. I used this just a few weeks ago. Joseph gives a prophetic warning about the economic cycle and 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine. And he responds not to panic, but he has a plan. And he's saving grain, he's building infrastructure, and he's creating an economic solution that preserves nations. And that's huge. Today, the same spirit guides us in economic planning. And there's people who I've talked to who are actual ministers of finances, or were ministers of finances over the last 20 years since I've written that book, Keys Evans Economy, you know, an angelic visitation from the minister of finance. When I wrote that book, I ended up meeting a number of ministers of finance who were Christians who were praying for God's discernment over their position. And I just thought that was so cool, because I had never even known that there was a minister of finance in most countries, period. I didn't know that it was an economic position. And to meet so many over the years who were Bible-believing Christians who were in that role because they felt like God put them there and they were praying for their nation. That's huge. And God wants to speak when we pray. God wants to move on the behalf of those who pray. You know, I think of Solomon, and he had wisdom in trade and national economics. It says in 1 Kings 10:23 through 25, King Solomon was greater in riches and wisdom than all other kings of the earth. Was that exaggerated? I don't think so. You know, year after year, everyone who came brought a gift, articles of silver and gold, robes, weapons, spices, horses, and mules. So Solomon didn't just inherit wealth. He built it through trade and diplomacy and infrastructure and partnership. And he had the wisdom to really leverage opportunities. And this is such a picture of someone walking with God's practical economics. And I've watched a number of people do that, even like ministries like Dream Center out in California, who bought the, you know, an old, almost condemned LA hospital to help recover drug addicts and help reach families at risk and of poverty. And I've watched them year after year and how so many different people have been so, who are business people who have finances, were so impressed with the heart behind it, but also the implementation of the wisdom that's behind Matthew Barnett and how he runs Dream Center, that they've been able to raise millions of dollars and it feels like when they raise millions of dollars, they do much more than other ministries who raise millions of dollars with it. It feels like they reach more people, they do it more efficiently, they do it in such a way that even the city has taken notice and has partnered with them. So even government institutions has partnered with them on different projects throughout the city. They've been a primary place where discussions about foster care, homeless crisis, drug addiction has happened in the entire city, not just for Christians or for ministries. And again, I think that we're watching different people who have that prayerful calling to see God speak into the practical realm being raised up right now, like Solomon. And I think that Proverbs 31 woman is another example where the woman who has an entrepreneurial strategy, she considers a field and buys it. You know, out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. And I think of my wife. You know, my wife is such a picture of, for me, of a Proverbs 31 woman, because she's helped us to take the resources and the inheritance, the stuff that we do have, which wasn't a lot. And she's helped us to like look at different investments for real estate or for projects to do that have really helped us to grow in this phase of life, to look forward to in retirement, which is just so huge. And not that I'm going to retire or go away, but you know what I mean? Like to look forward to having economic stability for our family and having a legacy plan for our daughters. And I was always living by, you know, giving away the majority of my income and living by paycheck to paycheck, even if I made good money, because we're always doing a project, building another base in Africa or building something down in South America or doing whatever we did. And I kind of had a codependent like relationship with ministry, with my money, because I was giving the majority away, but not out of just a good heart, but just because there were so many needs that when I got married and had children, my wife helped me to see like, let's do this with real intentional planning. So it's not just draining and happening. And all of a sudden you're depleted, but you didn't actually even make the choice because of how you're just overextended in all the ways that you do ministry and all the things you're supporting. But let's do this really intentional with a plan. And she was the woman who bought the field and planted it. And it's brought a stability in my life. So I know what it looks like when someone can do this and bring, when they have that gift on their life, like a Proverbs 31 woman on their life, because my wife is, that's who she's been to our world. You know, she had discernment and evaluates opportunities and profits with purpose and mindset for generational wealth, that kind of thing, which is so profound. Then we have Isaac, who invested during famine, Genesis 26:12. He plants crops in the land and the same year reaped 100-fold because the Lord blessed him. And this happened during a famine when it made no sense to sow at all. I mean, some of us know that story well, but God sometimes tells us to plant when others are pulling back. I mean, I think during the Great Depression, there's several millionaires and multimillionaires and even billionaire families because people invested because they had discernment on what to invest into, that the wealth is still lasted today. I've met with several of wealthy families from America's history who, as far as Christian families, I'm not talking about the Rockefellers or those kinds of families, but the Kennedys, but I'm talking about Christian families who have generational wealth because their great grandparents invested in a depression period where everybody else was pulling back and they worked really hard and God gave them the strategy and they have that story in their family. And it just has given me courage to say, what if I'm that for our family? Because both my wife and I don't come from that. So what if we can be the beginning domino? We may not have the wealth, but the beginning domino of the mindset, the culture of our heart that trusts God and believes that God, before Jesus returns, he's worthy of everything, that every glory that we could bring him and give him. And it takes resources to reach people. It takes resources to build God's kingdom representation on the earth. And I think that that's a beautiful picture, you know. And we got to look at some modern day examples too. Of course, there's been people, I've talked about my friend who was an early Bitcoin investor, not out of hype, but he just had some dreams and some promptings to do it. I've seen other people move in real estate in unlikely areas right before the boom. I've seen churches do this. I've seen businesses do it. As a matter of fact, in LA, that happened so much. I had friends who bought up whole areas of North Hollywood when it was still dilapidated. Now it's just doing incredible. There's like a boom in North Hollywood. I've had friends who, you know, and this is just one area. I've had friends in Indonesia who, you know, built one hotel and then they were offered by the government to build huge tax incentives to build multiple of the same franchises because it was doing so well and was bringing so much tourism in that they were basically building hotels on the government's dollar. I mean, God does so much when he brings favor and opportunity and finance to you. So some are finding like a new Joseph, like roles in business and tech and finances because they're hearing God and solving real problems. Are you one of them? And if you are, I want to hear from you. Say hashtag, I'm doing this, hashtag my turn, because I want to hear about it, or if you're supposed to be doing it. And if you're hearing God about an opportunity, don't be so afraid to explore it. It doesn't mean you're committing to it, but explore it and don't let fear or media narratives or the interest rates or whatever steal your obedience based on boldness, because God wants to do something for you and through you that makes the world go, how did you do that? And you only have one answer, Jesus. And I love Ecclesiastes 11:2. It says, invest in seven ventures. Yes, and eight. You do not know what disaster may come upon the land. And I think there's divine diversification that's God's bringing as a biblical model in our generation for investment and financial risk. And so this diversification, the anointing that God's giving people, I think in our generation, if you want to produce resources and legacy and finances, you're going to have to work hard on multiple fronts for the most part. Not everybody. Some people are in like, you know, wonderful careers, like you're a doctor, a lawyer, whatever else. But I've even met, you know, accountants and lawyers who are doing online businesses and coaching and things that they would have never done just as a traditional lawyer. So I think diversification is a picture. And if you look at the Jewish community at large around the world, most Jewish businessmen have three businesses or five businesses. They have many hats. The man who mentored me was a Jewish man from New York. He mentored me in some level of business because I don't have a business degree. So like he said, I want to teach you how to practically understand investing and real estate and finances and stuff. And so he did a good job of laying a basic foundation. And I remember we would go traveling and he was a travel agent. He kept enough business going to where he was a travel agent. We would, you know, with real estate, he was a real estate broker, not just an agent. You know, he had a pharmaceutical license. He had so many different things that were on his life because he wanted to save money and also help people advance and also, you know, get the best price he could and the whole thing. And there are so many benefits in the way he lived his life that I don't have the same lifestyle, but I love the diversification that he felt to bring for his family and family network. And so I just learned so much through him, and all of his family was very similar to that as well. Isaiah 48 verse 17 says, I am the Lord your God who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. I think this includes economic direction because we see that with the people of Israel all throughout the Old Testament. It was always a part of the foundation that God led them. Even the promised land was a land of resource. So there's always resources. And somehow there's this prosperity gospel that's like, you get a car and you become rich and you become rich. It's not about the amount of finances and everybody getting just a leg up or becoming rich or whatever. It's about having the resources to do all that God's called you to. And when it comes to investing, God wants to give insight and massive spiritual strategy over investing. And before we get further, I have some more for you, but I want to talk to you guys about spiritual growth mentoring class because it's one of the ways that you can spiritually invest into your future. We have to make spiritual investments, not just natural investments. And sometimes you need the investment to learn how to walk in wisdom or understand it comes from above, not just wisdom that you have just from life experience. And we have a class right now with Carl Wesley Anderson, who's a biblical scholar as well as a historian. And he's also a producer, TV producer, and he's bringing some of the best of his content together with a live class and some pre-recorded content you can watch at your own pace. And he's doing a class to teach you what words of wisdom, words of discernment, words of knowledge are, and how to use them in everyday life. And this would apply also to how we do our finances. And so I would encourage you, if you've never taken a class like this, like what I'm talking about, make sure to go to Carl Wesley Anderson's class. You could catch up to the two he's already done, or maybe it's the three he's already done. And then you could also join him for the last class, but you'll also get all of next month's classes if you join now for free, because he's doing June's classes too. And he's going to go deeper than just words of wisdom, words of prophecy, words of knowledge, unlocking the gifts is what he's called this class. He's going to go into a class where he's going to talk about unlocking encounters with angels, with Jesus, and how those happen historically. And as a biblical historian and a history student of the church. He's going to tell you some things you've never heard anywhere else before. I've learned so much from Carl. So I'm going to encourage you to go to our website, bowlsministries.com, click on either the banner with Carl, Unlocking the Gifts, or go to mentoring, and that's going to take you right to the classes. You can join our whole mentoring platform where you get all the classes, and just by paying a monthly subscription, or you just buy the one class you want, which you're going to get all of May and then also all of June, which we've never done before, giving you 2 months of classes for the price of one. So I'm going to encourage you to do either one of those. It's going to really bless you. It's going to change the way you think about your own ability to hear from God right now. So I think it's, you know, it's just one of the ways we go deeper in God, especially in the non-traditional areas like finances and investments. You want to check out the Spiritual Growth Community. Friends, I think we are in a once-in-a-generation shift, and I think it's a really special time right now, especially with Trump being in office, whether you're in America or not, this tariff thing that's been happening, all the different markets that are coming, the AI, the robotics market that's coming, the way that everyone does their jobs will shift in the next 15 years so much, and we're already seeing it. The transportation is going to shift. So many things are shifting. And those who walk with prophetic discernments are going to be the ones who create businesses, who fund missions, who build infrastructure for God and kingdom, who leave legacy. And you just don't want to bury your talent. You don't want to be in fear. You don't want to feel like you're being left behind. And you feel left behind if you're not walking in the Spirit. You feel like, oh, I can never catch up to that. Maybe you feel like you're 60 and or 70, and you're going, oh, it's passing me by, this technology curve. Not when you're in God. I've watched people who are in their 60s who are using technology in powerful ways to enhance their life, and they never thought they would be on a computer regularly. And so God's shifting all the generations to be able to use even current technologies and giving people a leg up and hunger and understanding. So you got to ask God, where do you want me to invest? What do you want me to pull back from? What is heaven's strategy for wealth? These are the kinds of questions you want to ask God right now. And God's still giving people the ability to create wealth. It's absolutely positively true. I've met with some of the wealthiest people in the world who are Christians. And over the last 20, 30 years, I've been able to meet billionaires and millionaires who have incredible wealth and have used it for incredible purpose. And they all have the same story, that God gave them the ability to produce it. And it wasn't just for themselves, but it was to fulfill covenant purposes on the earth. And they may use different language for it, but it's the same thing. God did this. God gave me this. God made me successful so that I can do this mission that he has for me. And part of the mission is the business. Like when you look at the Chick-fil-A company and how the business has changed the entire industry. So it wasn't just to raise money so they could do missions. The business itself had a calling on it. And why aren't you the next one to produce another form of that for your industry that you're interested in? If you're an entrepreneur, this is the perfect time to be alive. If you're somebody who knows or you're supposed to diversify income or you're supposed to learn about investing, this is the perfect time. And don't look at the little fringy ways. A lot of times Christians get involved with like the weird little one type of, I'm going to invest in this crypto. It's going to make me a billionaire and I don't have to think about anything else. Don't look at the get rich quick schemes. Look at what long-term investing is supposed to look like and actually educate yourself. And there's all kinds of ways. There's no excuses anymore. There's all kinds of ways to do real investment classes on YouTube for free. There's different people who are incredible in the industry to follow. I'd love to hear who you're following and who helps to give you insight for investing, especially from the spiritual side of things. Not that they give you spiritual investment advice, but just that they are Christians and they're more in touch with the bigger picture. I'd love to hear that. So leave that in the notes below. But I'm going to pray for you as we go. And if this message has been for you, make sure to share it with somebody and also hashtag my turn with what we could be praying for you about. But I want to pray for you because God wants to give you, he wants to give you personally the ability to produce resources. And that word for wealth was also the same kind of inference of what Jesus said in John 10:10, which is, I've come to give you life and life abundantly. And the word for life there is the word for everything in your practical life. And the word for abundance is ridiculously more than everybody else. And so he was saying, I'm coming to favor you in your very real life with my presence that brings practical change and opportunity that you couldn't get without me. And it's going to cause people to go, how did you get that? How did you do that? And people will get saved from how you operate. Even the Jews are going to get saved by watching Gentile believers thrive in their ability to produce resources. It's going to cause jealousy amongst the Jews because our revelation of who Jesus is as the Messiah is going to cause us to prosper in some ways that they haven't been able to prosper, that they need that connection to prosper that way because they're wired for it, but they can't do it without Christ. And so many Jews are going to get saved in the days, especially the end times, because they're going to watch Christians like you who are prospering with wisdom, and you'll look more like Solomon than anybody's ever looked like in any generation besides Solomon. So God, I pray right now that you'd give us a vision for this. God, I pray you take off the false prosperity message, which is really selfish and it's self-seeking. and put on us the biblical mandate of producing resources, of resourcing your kingdom, of the talents and skills that we have to invest them wisely, Lord. And thank you, Jesus, that you sent your spirit to guide us in investing. What little resources or big resources we have, that you're going to give us the next strategy. And we pray that, I feel that anointing on this, that God's going to give you the next strategy over your investments. He's going to give you the next wisdom. Some of you are like right on the verge of asking God a question. Should I do this or this? Some of you are just asking like a yes or no. And God's saying, I'm going to go beyond your yes or no. I'm going to go beyond this or this. So just trust God that he's going to help you make the decision. He's going to speak to you. It's going to be beyond what you are even asking the questions for right now. So God's going to trump your question with even greater answers and greater opportunity. I'm going to pray that we'd feel you hovering over us. Some of us are in anxiety over trying to hear your voice. I pray that you would take the anxiety off, that you'd give us confidence as a son or a daughter to make powerful decisions based on the wisdom you put inside of us, but also give us confidence that you will speak, that you will give us discernment, that you will give us wisdom, that you will give us clarity. And I speak clarity over your mind and over your opportunities. I pray that things that would be a thief to you would be obvious now. I pray that opportunities that would have come from somebody that just wasn't your opportunity would be exposed, that it's not a good opportunity. I pray that maybe you saw a TikTok or a YouTube or a friend told you, you got to invest into this, and there was an urgency on it, but it wasn't really that important for you to invest into. And I pray that the FOMO of that would come off you and that you'd have real discernment and real wisdom on where to invest and how to invest. And I pray that you wouldn't have fear of missing out of like the crypto market or the stock market or the real estate market if you're not called there, because some of you are called to some other way of investing or some other way to build wealth. And I pray that you would have, all the fear would lift off of you, that you're missing something right now that you could be a part of if you just were on the in crowd. You are in the in with the Holy Spirit. And I pray that the Holy Spirit would lead you and guide you to your opportunities, to your investments, to what you are called to. And I just see that. I feel like he has a calendar with investments on it. And Holy Spirit, help us to guard the investments you have for us in the future. Guard our hearts and our minds to stay in step with you so that we'll make them when it's time. I feel really strongly about God just hovering over you, just giving you courage, wisdom, taking off the wrong opportunities, putting on the right ones like garments. God, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us in our generation. We thank you for what you're going to produce in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you guys, thank you so much for letting me pray over you. I just praying over you for every kingdom member, you know, every kingdom citizen to really produce what God has for you in your life is one of my biggest passions. And I think God's going to give you dreams and insight and favor in what he has for you. And he's raising up Josephs and Deborahs and people who understand how to lead in the financial realms. And I think We don't always see that. Like, it's like we try to quantify that in our own church or our own sphere. We don't always see like what God's raising up in the big picture. We look at the micro, not the macro, but God's doing a work that's so outstanding. That's why when you hear the stories of like, you know, baptize California and 7,000 people getting baptized for the first time, somebody funded that. And somebody was dreaming of doing a kingdom work to help fund that. And the churches that were even participating, who brought it all together, they were dreaming of that. And that's a resource of volunteers and talent and time. And God's raising up huge efforts to have huge impact right now. And I know they're going to go to the next level to do Baptize America or whatever. But I think there's so many organizations, the Dream Center, and then there's also businesses that are out there. Somebody came up with a strategy for Hobby Lobby and for Chick-fil-A and these kinds of businesses that have a kingdom imprint that are doing so much. And what if you're called to do the next one? And I just think whether it's something small like one product or whether it's something that's going to affect whole markets, God has something for many of you who are watching this right now. So I thank you today for being with me and exploring the prophetic. And if this message stirred something in you, make sure to share it again with someone who's stepping into a season of bold financial obedience. They need this. They need to hear this kind of message. Subscribe on your platform of choice and join our mentoring group again at bowlsministries.com. If you want to help us reach more people with this kind of truth, or if you've been blessed and you want to sow into the prophetic word that we gave today, make sure to go to donate.bowlsministries.com. We only exist because of generous donations of partners and people who are listening and viewers like you. So I'm going to encourage you. Something happens when someone releases a word that imparts faith to you, that when you sow into that ministry, a lot of times it's just a moment of sealing that word inside of yourself and saying, you know, I'm going to walk in that. I'm going to take a moment to draw a line in the sand or to put a peg on my tent to say that I'm expanding it right now to this. And so somebody's finances help to galvanize that. And so I'm going to encourage you to sow into our ministry, if that makes sense, or sow into your local church. And let's be the generation that hears God and invests with heaven's hearts. I'll see you next time on Exploring the Prophetic. Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.seanbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my Prophetic Monthly Mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to BowlesMinistries.com or SeanBowles.com and click on Mentoring Community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.